that's bringing people together? And how is that part of, you know, what we think about when we think about literature and its relationship to crisis? So I will start by saying, next slide, please. As you see here, this is the house I grew up in. And it was a small house. They were, you know, six children, immigrant parents from Italy. And every time I see my talk announced, you know, Joseph Luzzi, professor of comparative literature, I think it's quite unusual, because I actually grew up in a house with no books. In this immigrant house, my parents were very hardworking, intelligent, and amazing people. But, you know, they had no education. They had left poverty in southern Italy. They had grade school education. And so for them, books weren't, they just didn't have recourse to them. It wasn't part of their world. So whenever I would be sitting with a book, my mom would come up and she would say in her Calabrian dialect, Giuse, lascia su libro, ti fa male alla testa, which means, Joe, put that book down, you're going to get a headache. So in my house, reading brought on, you know, migraines. I listened to my parents at pretty much everything except for that. But it was interesting, you know. How did I, who grew up in a house with no books, end up becoming a professor of literature and a writer? I think it speaks a lot to our theme for today. I always found in books a conversational partner, even times when, you know, I had no friends around. I always found in books community. We couldn't afford to travel. My dad was a factory worker. But we had a local library. And when you have a local library, you have access to books, you can go anywhere. I could go to the Renaissance, the French Renaissance, by reading Rabelais. I could go to, you know, 1920s New York by reading The Great Gatsby. I could go into the past, I can go into the future. I can go anywhere, because the imagination can take you anywhere. And that's why I think now books, while we're at home, it's so important to have the access to books where they can take us to different places. Next slide, please. This is a great deal, books. You know, there's a school in Cambridge, Mass, which many of you will have heard of, and a degree there will set you back, if you have, you know, pay full tuition, about $250,000, right? I'm sure you get, it's worth every penny, of course, but, you know, you can get the complete works of Shakespeare for, I think, $1.99, the Kindle version, right? You can actually get them for free. You know, they're in the public domain. You could just search on the internet and get all of Shakespeare. Boy, what an education.